The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again. Talking everything Buffalo Bills, and here we are, the 2021 NFL schedule set for the team. Obviously, an exciting day for Buffalo Bills fans, starting to think about a normal season, getting back in the stands, being able to travel on the road to see our favorite team compete, and hopefully earn that trip to the Super Bowl on the way to a championship. Now, as the schedule comes about, really credit to everyone at BuffaloRumblings.com, really kind of piecing some things today together to take a look at what the schedule will be like for the Buffalo Bills. So if you caught yesterday's episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, ran through who the opponents are for the team. And if you go to our website, BuffaloRumblings.com, Matt Warren did a great opinion piece, 6 takeaways from the 2021 Buffalo Bills schedule. Highly encourage you to check it out. But now let's get to the schedule. One thing that you may have forgotten kind of in all the kind of activity around the offseason, the Bills will only have 3 preseason games this season. Only one of those preseason games will be at home because of the unbalanced schedule with 17 regular season games. The first preseason game, August 8th in Detroit, taking on the Lions. Second preseason game will be August 21st at the Chicago Bears. And the lone home preseason game on August 29th against the Green Bay Packers. It's always funny. We always talk about the anticipation of preseason football. I, for one, it is something that I did miss last year, getting a chance to see those undrafted free agents, the rookies for the first time, of course, fans getting to see Christian Wade. So I know usually when we look at preseason football, it's not something we really look forward to too much. But after going the 2020 season without it, you know, seeing these 3 preseason contests, you know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. But we're really not here to talk about preseason football tonight, right? Let's talk about the actual schedule for the Bills. And there are certainly some fun highlights that come about. There was a lot of speculation before. Would the Bills be the opponent for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week 1 and the primetime Thursday night game? Not the case. And I don't think, you know, too many folks are disappointed, because the Buffalo Bills will be opening the season at home on September 12th, a 1 p.m. kickoff against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, those teams have met on Sunday Night Football the last 2 years. One of those matchups you thought could have been in prime time, but for that to be the opener for the Bills fans back at Orchard Park, certainly I think it will be an electric setting. And of course, the Steelers fans always represent finding their way into stadiums, especially across the Northeast. So Bills hosting the Steelers week 1, September 12th. And week 2, the Bills head down to Miami to take on the Dolphins September 19th. The Dolphins, one of those teams that has certainly had an intriguing offseason with what they have done in the draft, Tua Tagovailoa coming back for year 2. And yes, that first AFC East matchup of the season. Plenty of storylines in week 3 as the Bills will host the Washington football team, and plenty of storylines because Ryan Fitzpatrick is slated to be the starting quarterback, of course, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, still a fan favorite of Buffalo Bills fans, and Ron Rivera, who is the head coach for Washington, of course, the former head coach of the Carolina Panthers, having worked with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean in the past. Heading to week four, the Buffalo Bills will host the Houston Texans. Former Bills assistant David Culley, now the head coach. You guys will remember that Leslie Frazier, our defensive coordinator, was a finalist for that job. They opted to go with Culley, and of course, plenty of questions at who will be at quarterback. You know, will this be a scenario where Deshaun Watson is back on the field? Will Tyrod Taylor be that quarterback? Certainly makes this one to watch. Again, in week four, that is October 3rd, as the Bills host the Texans. One that fans certainly will have circled on their calendar, a marquee road game for the Buffalo Bills, October 10th. That is Columbus Day weekend for those looking at maybe to plan a road trip. Sunday night football, 8:15 p.m. kickoff at the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't need to remind anyone that the Bills lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game last year, lost to them in the regular season last year, and so much of what the Bills did in the draft, of course, going with Gregory Rousseau and Boogie Basham with their first two picks, looking to improve that rush defense, right? And really kind of rushing the QB, looking at the blueprint from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, you know, can you show an improvement there? October 10th, Sunday night football at the Kansas City Chiefs, probably the most anticipated regular season game of the year. The following week, the Bills are on Monday night football, another primetime matchup for the team. October 18th, 8:15 kickoff at the Tennessee Titans. Again, another great road trip for Bills fans, right? Really, when you look at things, Bills fans and Bills Mafia have had a great presence, especially that 2019 game at Tennessee where you just saw so many Bills fans there for the victory. Another big primetime matchup for Buffalo as they head into the bye week seven. A little bit early in the season with that bye week this year. No complaints there, especially coming off of two big back-to-back primetime games. Now we fast forward to week eight. Halloween Day, the Buffalo Bills host the Miami Dolphins. I am sure Highmark Stadium will have all the characters out for that game, but the Buffalo Bills hosting a Halloween party against the Miami Dolphins in week eight. In week nine, the Buffalo Bills on the road, November 7th, could be an attractive road trip for some Bills fans looking to get down to Florida, at least early on in November. Trevor Lawrence, obviously the number one overall pick for the Jaguars. Let's see what type of impact that he has in that week nine matchup. Week 10, the Bills' first matchup with the Jets. Seems like every year the Bills would open the season against the Jets, but not so fast in 2021. Week 10, Buffalo Bills traveling to New Jersey, November 14th, to take on the Jets. Robert Saleh, the new head coach. I expect them to be an improved franchise this year with the departure of Adam Gase, but certainly too early to tell. And let's see what Zach Wilson, of course, can do at quarterback. Plenty of storylines in week 11. Of course, a rematch from last year's wild card weekend game as the Indianapolis Colts travel to Buffalo. The return of Frank Reich, the coach of the Colts, but also Carson Wentz, a new quarterback. You know, the Colts have gone through some changes this offseason, but obviously a successful team in 2020, and that should be a competitive game as well. Game that I am certainly looking forward to, week 12, Thanksgiving night, 8:15 kickoff on NBC. The Bills traveling down to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Not quite sure who will be the quarterback for the Saints, if it's going to be Jameis Winston, if it's going to be Taysom Hill. Certainly from that standpoint, though, you are in a primetime game, Thanksgiving Day. I will be eating leftovers in my sweatpants on the couch, cheering on the Bills. You know, the idea of them playing again on Thanksgiving Day, we all remember that 2019 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Certainly looking forward to that. In week 13, Buffalo, Monday night football against the New England Patriots. A little bit of a bye, right? Because you play Thursday night of Thanksgiving and then you are off until Monday night football. Certainly from that standpoint, one that Bills fans will have circled on their calendars because it's the one primetime game taking place in Buffalo this year as the Bills host the Patriots. Will Cam Newton be the quarterback? Will it be Mac Jones? Obviously, time will tell. But anytime you're on primetime, especially against the New England Patriots, one to watch. Week 14, December 12, 4:25 time slot. The Bills travel down to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I have to imagine with the 4:25 time slot will be the nationally televised game that weekend. So certainly a big one for the Bills. Week 15, and this is going to be either December 18th or 19th. There's a Saturday flex option as the Buffalo Bills will host the Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold, a familiar face, is their quarterback. So that one will remain to be seen. We saw that happen with the Bills last year as they were the flex option as they traveled to Denver to play that game during the 2020 season. Now the Bills meeting the Carolina Panthers, and you know, let's see what Sam Darnold can do if he can resurrect his career after leaving the Jets. It always seems like the Bills and Patriots play around Christmas. It's going to happen again this season. December 26th, the Bills at New England. Matt notes here, 5 years in a row for a Christmas trip to Massachusetts. Kind of a nice tradition, I guess, that is coming about, and a big game for Buffalo in week 16. In week 17, now this is when, you know, two more home games for the Bills, the Atlanta Falcons, January 2nd, coming up to Buffalo, Orchard Park, to take on the Bills. The Falcons are a real intriguing team this year. I like the draft pick of Kyle Pitts, but, you know, they had an opportunity to draft maybe a QB of the future. Sticking with Matt Ryan and that monster contract that they really can't get out of, let's see what the Falcons can do in the elements in Buffalo in week 17 on January 2nd. And finally, another game that could be flexed either between Saturday or on Sunday, the Bills will host the New York Jets again in Orchard Park. This is week 18, right? 17 games now, just the one bye for the Bills to close out against the AFC East foe. So let's just run through this real quick. Week 1, Buffalo at home against the Steelers. Week 2, at Miami. Week 3, hosting the Washington football team. Week 4, hosting the Houston Texans. Week 5, Sunday night football at Kansas City. Week 6, Monday night football at the Tennessee Titans. Week 7, they've got their bye. Week 8, at home on Halloween against the Miami Dolphins. Week 9, at Jacksonville. Week 10, at the New York Jets. Week 11, hosting Frank Reich and the Indianapolis Colts. Week 12, Thanksgiving night primetime, 8:15, at the New Orleans Saints. Week 13, Monday night football, hosting at Highmark Stadium against the New England Patriots. Week 14, at Tampa Bay, and Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. Week 15, hosting the Carolina Panthers. Week 16, at the New England Patriots. Week 17, hosting the Atlanta Falcons. And finally, week 18, home against the New York Jets. So that, my friends, is the Buffalo Bills 2021 schedule. I'm sure there's certain games that you're excited about that you'll have marked on the calendar, whether they be if, you know, you don't live in the Buffalo area and you're looking to make the trip to Orchard Park to catch a game, or what are those road trips that you really have an eye on that, you know, you're thinking to yourself, man, maybe we are going to spend Thanksgiving in New Orleans, or you're going to try to get to Tennessee again, right? Visit Nashville and have a great time, or go out to Kansas City and enjoy some barbecue before the game. Plenty of options on the schedule. Of course, you could always go down to one of the AFC East opponents and make a trip there too. So it is nice at this time to be talking about the schedule. You can start to do some speculation. For those of you that listen to WGR, you'll hear Howard picks the Bills, which is always a great tradition each and every week. But it's just nice as the schedule comes about. I'm excited for it. I hope you're excited for it. I appreciate you guys tuning in to this special episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I'm going to get out of here now. But in the meantime, take care. And as always, go Bills.